And the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. President Arai Ndayishimiye has successfully filed his nomination as UPND presidential candidate for the August 10, 2026 general election. Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zulumis declared valid the nomination of President Arai Ndayishimiye and his running mate Mutale Narumango. Ms. Zulumis says that President Ndayishimiye has, in accordance with the constitution, satisfied all the requirements for nomination as a presidential candidate. Speaking to journalists shortly after filing his nomination at the Mulungushi International Conference Center, President Arai Ndayishimiye said that the task of convincing Zambians to grant him a second term officially begins now. President Ndayishimiye says that the difficult phase of stabilizing the economy has already been undertaken. He said that the next step is to accelerate and sustain national development programs across the country. Mr. Ndayishimiye said that citizens can already see the progress the UPND administration has delivered in various sectors of the economy. The president also congratulated other candidates who have successfully filed their nominations for their presidential election. And President Ndayishimiye encouraged those who were unsuccessful to not lose hope, but to continue participating in the democratic process.
We stand here to accept your nomination to stand as president of the Republic of Zambia. Responsibility with humility, patriotism, gratitude, and a solemn duty to save our people of Zambia, and to protect the nation of Zambia. That is why we elect presidents. Our vision is clear. Our vision was and still is to deliver.
The Patriots for Economic Progress PEP presidential ticket has failed to file nomination papers for the 2026 general elections after the party allegedly discovered unauthorized changes to its records at the Register of Societies. PEP presidential candidate Engineer Chanda Katotowe and running mate Sean Tembo claimed the party had allegedly been reclassified as a church organization with its activities changed to ministry and preaching. The party says that the development have effectively blocked it from participating in the elections, and Mr. Tembo alleged that the changes were linked to an unknown individual identified only as Prince Care, who reportedly operated from an internet cafe. He further claimed that the party officials discovered that a deceased individual was still appearing in the system as Secretary General alongside another unauthorized official. Mr. Tembo has described the development as coordinated attempts to prevent the party from filing nominations across the country. Mr. Tembo has since appealed to President Arai Ndayishimiye and the Electoral Commission of Zambia to intervene and allow the party to participate in the elections. The development have since attracted widespread reactions on social media, with many describing the incident as one of the most unusual episodes of the 2026 nomination period.
The Register of Societies, which clearly shows that our party has been designated as a church, as you can clearly see here, and that our principal activities are now ministry and preaching, and that we are not eligible to take part in any political activities. This is an excerpt from the Registrar of Societies. So as we share the statement, we've made copies of this excerpt, and we shall attach it so that you can all have the evidence of what we are talking about.
The Zambia Institute of Purchasing and Supply, ZIPS, has warned that with the strengthened enforcement of the Zambia Institute of Purchasing and Supply Act of 29 of 2025, employers who fail to adhere to the law risk facing legal action. Recently, government strengthened the Zambia Institute of Purchasing Supply Act number 29 of 2025 in order to enhance the role of procurement officers in both private and public sector. Speaking in an interview with the Millennium Radio Institute President Daniel Kabamba said that employers who are unqualified procurement officers are likely to face the law following the implementation of the act. Mr. Kabamba further revealed that the institute has embarked on inspections across various sectors, including the mining sector. He stated that the law grants the institute authority to conduct searches and inspections on employers, a move expected to enhance compliance.
Because what would you have in mind to employ a person who's not certified? And then once the employer is in the, taken care of by the law, the next step now will be the employee. Why we are doing that is that some employers take advantage of employing a weak person so that they may start instructing them what to do. We have a situation in this country, and that some of the cases, some of the senior supervisors have been to prison. Why are they supervising someone who's too junior? And I give them instructions, you know. And now what you have done now is you have strengthened the law to make it that the employer has to be held accountable if they are found wanting.
The Public-Private Dialogue Forum, PPDF, says that it has made a significant progress in driving private sector-led reforms through continued engagement between government and businesses since its establishment in April 2022. According to the forum, a total of 168 reforms and policy interventions proposed by the private sector have so far been adopted and implemented by the government across key sectors of the economy. Among the sectors that recorded reforms are agriculture with 30, manufacturing and energy with 31 each, mining and tourism sector with 19 each, ICT and digitalization with 16, financial services with 15, and media with 7 reforms implemented. Meanwhile, the forum has announced that the 2026 year private sector day will take place on June 11 and 12 at the Mulungushi International Conference Center under the theme Driving Jobs and Shared Prosperity, Private Sector Steering Development and Growth. Speaking ahead of the event during a radio discussion, Healthcare Federation of Zambia President and Co-Chair of the PPDF Health Technical Working Group, Dr. Shailin Desai, described the MYPSD as an important national platform for dialogue, accountability and policy direction. Dr. Desai said that this year's meeting comes at a crucial time as stakeholders review progress made over the past 5 years ahead of the August general elections. And PPDF Deputy Director General Jacqueline Chishimba said that the reforms achieved across different sectors demonstrate the growing effectiveness of the structured public-private dialogue in supporting economic transformation. Ms. Chishimba said that the forum remains committed to ensuring that concerns raised by the private sector are translated into practical reforms that promote investment, job creation, and inclusive growth.
Clearly, the progress being recorded across various sectors demonstrates the increasing effectiveness of structured public-private dialogue in driving economic transformation and improving Zambia's business environment. And that is why we at the PPDF remain committed to ensuring that private sector concerns are translated into practical reforms that support investment, job creation, and inclusive economic growth. The Media Private Sector Day continues to provide a vital platform for stakeholders to review progress, address challenges, and strengthen partnerships that contribute to national development.
And now, business news.
In our business news this evening, the Civil Aviation Authority Director General Captain Derek Luyembe has reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to strengthening regional air connectivity following plans by the TAAG Angola Airlines to resume flights into Lusaka later this year. This came into light this morning when officials from TAAG Angola Airlines paid a courtesy call on Captain Luyembe at the CAA headquarters.